This is a podcast from Rover.
Let's talk parties for a moment. Had a hilarious conversation the other day with some fellow parents. We were reminiscing about when we were teenagers and also what our teenagers have got up to when they feel that they can have a party when perhaps you've gone away for the weekend. And the lengths that they go to cover it up, to make the parents think there hasn't been a party at all. And some of the stories that we heard from some of these parents we were talking to, one of the ladies was saying that her daughter, who I think was about 17, had obviously had a party while they were away. And the reason that her mum found out about it was they got back from their holiday, the mum and dad, and she saw all her very expensive Ladro figurines, like, you know, the sort of ceramic figurines, you know, the little kind of figures and that. You get those little sort of China figures. They were very carefully put up in a shelf in the laundry, but the rest of the house was immaculate. So the mum came back and went, why am I... Oh, I see what she's done. She's blitzed the house, got the figurines out of the way. So that's how they knew. We talked to another dad who, they said to their son, I think he was about 15, they were going away for the weekend, and they said, well, you need to give us your house keys because we don't trust you to be in the house by yourself because you'll have a party. You can go and stay at a mate's place. So give us your house keys. So they got the house keys off the son. While the, while the mum and dad were loading the car, the son snuck back into the house and hid inside the house, his own house. And then the parents went away, and then he had the house to himself.
Oh,
Janine
wow.
remembers a time when they went away as a family, her and her three sisters. Her older brother, who was about 4 years older than her, was home by himself and was told, you're not allowed to have a party. And then they came back from the weekend. Janine was in her bedroom. She was about 12. She opened the drawer next to her bed, and in the drawer next to her bed was a knife and a piece of cheese. So obviously one of her brother's mates had crashed after the party, got the munchies in the middle of the night, taken some cheese and then stashed it in the drawer. And that's what gave her brother away. Just those things that make you go, I thought I got away with it, and then I left some evidence. Yeah. Damn it!
Because you're so young and stupid. And
I know.
You think you've cleaned up well. And you've never cleaned it that well because you're trusting your friends who are just as useless because you're all teenagers. We held one at my nana's batch at Glink's Gully, which is like a little coastal town up north. And when we cleaned up immaculately, we were up nice and early, we were feeling a little bit groggy, but someone had decided on the back wall of the batch during the evening, someone had on my nana's Elvis photo that she had up on the wall, they had lined up 5 Christoph bottles.
Oh,
and we cleaned, and so it actually looked quite tidy because it was just like, it was almost like vases. And so we cleaned the entire place, but my nana, over her dead body, she would not be drinking Christoph. And she was like, you've had a party. And it also smells like spray and wipe. So I know something's happened here.
How did you hide the evidence of a party you had? Let's go to Hamilton. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Vicky. Now, your brother loved to have a good party, a good secret rage.
He did, yeah.
So how did he get caught out for it? Where did he miss a beat?
Well, he forgot that my parents had neighbours, and so he cleaned up really well. There was no evidence in the house, but the neighbours dogged him in.
We just always miss those little bits, eh? Like the quite important pieces of the puzzle.
The neighbours, love that, Vicky. You're in the draw to win that trip to Vegas. I want to go to the Bay of Plenty this morning and say hello to Kylie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kylie, now I've just been told this is a story and things got really out of hand. So if there's kids at home right now for the school holidays and they're thinking about having a party, I think we need to give you centre front stage. Tell us why it's a bad idea.
I'm 36 years old now and I'm still not allowed a key to my mum's house.
What a great sentence.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't my idea. I'm always a sensible child, but my brother thought, mum's gone to Rarotonga. You know, she's not, how could we possibly get caught doing this? But we actually got severely caught because the house was immaculate. All the things that were broken were replaced. It was amazing. We'd done awesome. Until they came and drove past, drove up the street and noticed that our gigantic 12-foot trampoline is like 7 doors down from our house on the front lawn or something. So it wasn't until they started like helping us move it back up and we knew we were in trouble, but then the neighbours came out and we're like, oh, well, you know, you guys need to make sure these kids are under, you know, supervision. We've had to deal with the police since you guys have been away.
Oh, boy.
This party got so out of hand, I don't even know how many people were there, but some little silly boy thought it would be a great idea to laser a helicopter going past.
Oh, far out.
Okay.
Yeah, and I struggle with anxiety at the best of times, so you can imagine this was, it was quite scary having lots of men dressed in black and wearing masks coming to your house with no parents there, and yeah, we literally had to ask the neighbours to come over and
sort everything out.
Nobody was coherent. Nobody was able to speak to these men in masks and stuff. So it was extremely scary.
Holy, very scary.
Wow,
makes the trampoline seem not so bad, doesn't it?
No, the trampoline was dropped. It was left at that person's house, and they got a trampoline for free. But yeah, we were in big trouble.
Do you have kids now, Kylie?
Yes, I do.
Oh, bless your soul. I hope they don't give it back.
Oh, yes. My mum has warned me.
Look, thank you for sharing that, because that is just an outrageous story.